Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What a bitch town! Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. And for those of you that were so down, depressed, and downright worried about our man Nicholas, don't call it a comeback. He's back today. Nick is here. Barry's here. I'm here. What is going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What up, guys? How y'all doing?
Well, I'm back,
all
homie.
Good, brother. How are you? We missed you yesterday.
Hey, I missed you guys. Just chilled at the house. Didn't do much. Ate a whole lot of food.
Yeah? What'd you have?
Oh, like frozen pizza and microwavable mac and like dorm room food.
You live like a bachelor.
Love it?
You're such a bachelor, dude.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of microwavable stuff. I wasn't in the mood to cook anything. It was one of those days.
It's funny because I say you live like a bachelor, but I'll give you my entire menu for yesterday. So it started with two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And damn, Joel, you okay? You breathing all heavy and shit?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, bum already. Already.
And again,
already.
Call me out on the air after you were Darth Vader yesterday and no one said a word.
Well,
but
you guys
ahead.
Have to tell me. We can't look. I can't hear myself in the microphone. So I don't know if I'm breathing heavy. But if you're breathing heavy, I'm going to let you know because no one wants to hear. The listeners
don't
want to
hear you either.
Breathe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
No,
wasn't it bad though? He was.
I did hear it, but I didn't know. See, I'm struggling to like. I try to tell you guys on the chat.
On the chat, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
Barry
does
tell
us in the air.
Barry
no, just
goes
on air.
Why not?
I mean, just be like Barry, move your mic. Because if I'm talking and you hear breathing, it's Joel. If Joel's talking and you hear breathing, it's me. And then if we both are talking and we hear nothing, it's you're probably ignoring us. This is my menu yesterday was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, baked Lay's, and then I had two nutty bars and a frozen pizza. So I don't know why I'm saying you eat like a bachelor because that was me and I'm married and my wife and I pretty much had frozen pizzas for dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm judging you and not judging, but we're not eating any better. I don't think anybody is really. I don't think anybody. Joel, are you guys eating healthy? Well, probably.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. You're just wasting this.
I don't want to tell you this, Barry. I don't. But
you've lost weight.
Yep. Stepped on a scale last night. 9.5 pounds down.
What?
Congratulations,
yep.
Bro. That's great, man.
Yeah. Even last night, I had to. I couldn't go for a run because I had to wait for this air conditioning guy to show up. So the window was between 3 and 8, and you knew. He was going to wait till like the very last minute.
Yeah, he's going to be there at 7:59.
Yeah,
of course.
Exactly. So I'm like looking at the clock and with, you know, and I with my reflux and stuff, I can't eat and then work out. So I'm getting hungry. I'm waiting. Finally, I was like, Taylor wanted to go outside. I go, let's go outside. So I fired up the treadmill in the garage and I started doing intervals and ended up where, of course, the dude calls at like you said, 7:50. And I had over 3 miles in of intervals, and I'm like huffing and puffing. He goes, I'll be there in 12 minutes. I'm like, okay, I can get one more in. And just hung up and got it in and then felt so much better after getting it done. I'm like, you know what? If nothing else, I've said this whole time, I'm going to utilize this quarantine crap just to make sure maximize family time and to try and get back to where I once was in terms of workouts and things. So it's been working out pretty good.
Good for you, man. I think I've gained 6 pounds. So the 9 you lost, I found 6 of it at least.
Nick, you got the other 3. Help. Can you cover it?
Yeah, Nick, you got the other 3 in your right arm. That'll help balance you out a little bit, right?
Shut it.
Oh, my bad. So nothing else exciting yesterday? You didn't pull it off, beat it like a baby arm? I mean, you didn't, you know, I'm not beat it like a baby, swell it up like a baby arm?
Nope, did not do that.
I was Googling random
stuff.
What'd you Google?
Nothing like, not porn or anything, so stop.
No? What was on the Google's machine?
There was this, my friend was talking about a dog that he was intending on getting before this whole coronavirus situation happened. And then he saw my dog and he's like, hey, that looks like an Irish wolfhound. So I just started Googling different like dog breeds. And I had no idea that this Irish wolfhound looked almost identical to my dog, except it's like 100 pounds heavier and like super tall and long, just crazy. So just random stuff like that, sitting at home eating frozen food, doing absolutely nothing. Really,
I'll tell you what.
That's the good life.
That reminds me with the dog thing. So obviously, with all this time at home with 2 kids, including a baby, Lisa's got her hand. We got our hands full. So with all the stuff we got going on, and then everything we had going on yesterday, Lisa's been engaged in this. I tell you, it's like a project. She has a dog that she's trying to find a permanent home for. That is a pit bull mix, so it's tougher for a lot of reasons. And she's kept trying to get it like even transported out of town as long as there's a home. And all of a sudden, these people in like Maine saw pictures of the dog. They want the dog. They have to have the dog. And Lisa's like, well, you know, the dog's real active. The dog like is into what do they call that? The competition.
Yoga.
They do the pier jumping.
Yoga for dogs.
Whatever it is, right? So Lisa's engaged in conversation where she's basically interviewing while everything's going on. And I'm like, she keeps trying to give me the story. I'm like, Lisa, we have so much going on. I can't get engaged with you in terms of, like, you've been working for 2 weeks to save this dog and find a new home and all this other stuff. Well, in the process of doing other things on her phone and then communicating with both these people and the adoption service, she thought she sent a text to the adoption service here and instead sent it to the people in Maine, in which she said, this dog is very active. Besides jumping, it needs to be run and exercised every day. And I'm just not sure that these people exercise at all, let alone will they be able to take the dog to the kitchen. And I'm like, you know, I'm ready to just shut down the whole story again. Like, I haven't heard it. And when she starts telling me this, she goes, do you think that was bad? I go, well, we've all done it from time to time, and it's not great, but I don't think you offended them greatly. I go, can you delete it?
You just called them fat asses. No.
Without calling them that. She's like, well, finally. So then, like, an hour and a half later, she walks in, and she's like, well, they responded. And I'm like, okay. And I go, so there was no way to erase this? And she's like, nope, tried, unless everybody did, and you know they're not. So I said, what happened? She goes, oh, no. She said they basically kind of just went with it and said, no, not that we're active, but friends of ours run an actual dog jumping facility, so we could at least have the dog active that way. She goes, I think they played it off. I go, well, you're lucky, because in my world, something that never would have gone away that quickly.
Hilarious. Those are the worst. When you send a text to the person you were talking about, not talking to, it's the worst feeling in the world, because you're like, oh,
you can't bounce back from that.
That pit in your stomach happens real quick, and you're just like, oh, Lord, there's no way we can get out of this one. So yeah,
thought about taking it to where you're just like, because I've thought about this every once in a while, it does happen, and I thought about being like, hey, look, I just didn't want to tell you to your face, but yeah, you're fat, okay? I just was trying to be nice, you know, like because sometimes it's better to just own it and be like, yep, you're a fat ass, and I didn't know how to tell you, but cat's out of the bag, so I don't know. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's better to just own it, right? Because then you can get past it faster than trying to come up with some lame excuse. Because that's always the thing, is you try to come up with an excuse like, aha, gotcha, just aha, I was just messing with you, you're not fat. Oh, boy. Like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope. Been there too. Yeah, the times that I've been in, man, you just get that pit in your stomach, and I'm like, how am I going to spin this? You have to think on your feet real quick to try and – and you're right. Sometimes, like we said with the Andy Pettit, Roger Clemens thing, sometimes you might as well just own it, because it's a no-win situation.
The worst is when that would happen in corporate America, when I would send an email. If you, either you sent the email to the person you were talking mess about, or you reply all and you talk mess. You meant to hit reply, but you replied all. And just like, oh, it's the worst. There is the – you can recall an email in corporate America, but it doesn't always work. So, yeah, that's the texting, though. That's a bad feeling.
Yeah, so that was a little humor in my day. How did the chat, live chat go with Lance last night?
Oh, dude, we had a blast. We had an absolute blast. And when I texted him beforehand, he was late. He had scheduling issues. So we had to get started at 8 and not 7, and that was fine. But once we got rolling, it was a blast. And I told him, I was like, look, man, I don't really want to talk sports. He goes, good, me either. And that's kind of how it's been. Like, nobody wants to talk sports because we do that all day. Like, when I scheduled Raheel, I was like, we don't have to talk sports. He goes, good, I don't want to. I'm like, yeah, I don't either. We just want to we want to be able to hang out and shoot the breeze and talk and have fun and do everything else. And that was it. And you know LZ, man. He tells all kinds of funny stories. And we got to get the origins of SEC guy and Tony the Hatchet Valentine. And
well, that's awesome.
It was a lot of fun, man. Yeah, we had a really good time. So
that's
and
good.
Then, I got to get the rest of the ESPN crew scheduled up, too, because I'm trying to get everybody from the station once a week. So
you getting Jugs?
I got Jugs. Actually, Jugs is going Sunday.
Yeah,
Jugs and I are doing the show. Juggalo Trey's going to join me on Sunday.
Check out that episode.
Yeah, Barry's going to talk about the day that I was born and then raising me from an early age.
That was my bad. I meant to actually move him. Look, there's a text. Someone is still breathing in their mic, Joel.
It's me. I don't know. Okay, what
is you?
Jeez.
Who is it? Nick, who is it?
It is you. It is Joel. I don't know what to do. I can't help you, dude. You're all the way in the land of the sugar, in Sugarland. I can't help you. I can't help you.
Joel, when you're not using your mic, just point it down. Like, cover your face.
Well,
stop
I wish
breathing.
You'd point
hold your
something
breath.
Else down.
I don't know.
Good Lord.
Hold your breath. Just hold your breath.
Shut your mouth!
Wow, I'm talking. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was the Joel Blake show and not the
damn
usual suspect.
Damn right.
Suspects.
It used to be.
To
We're going back to the days of yesteryear.
No, it was never.
Oh, but it was.
Oh, God. No, it was never. That was the worst mistake ever. Uh-huh. But no, it was fun. So I got Jugs. I got Jugs on Sunday, and then I got Nick, and then I've got you and Raheel, and now Granado's in. So I just got to get Fred and Charlie. And I have AJ next week too. And then I've got Fred and Charlie to get committed to. But I'm already booked out through May.
What about Tyler?
I need to get Tyler.
Tyler's going to do positivity and motivational speaking.
Stop it. But I'm trying to get like one person from the station a week. But now I'm all the way through. I'm starting to – like I don't have Granado on until May 4th.
You have to get
That's
David
so
Gallo.
Far away. I will do that too for yeah. sure. That is in the works. I will make that happen.
Well, what else is in the works is a full show ahead of us. Well, so we've got plenty of time to do a lot of things, including breathing in the microphone, Barry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just somebody was asking, where's the live chat with Lance? It's all of them every night. We do it live on my YouTube and Facebook at Barry is Funny. And then they get saved on the same spot. So you can go to YouTube, Barry is Funny, or Facebook, Barry is Funny, or even my Twitch. And they're all out there. So you can watch all of the past ones and the live ones each night.
There you have it. You can't watch us today, but you can listen to us. We've got all the way till 4 o'clock. To keep this thing moving. And if you guys got something on your mind and want to get off your chest, join the show, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number. Hit us on Twitter where it is at the producer Nick, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's Masters Week without the Masters. So join us, won't you? It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Tell them all to put that on something. Sriracha.
I put that on everything.
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 This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Segment number two of The Usual Suspects as we roll on a Thursday in the big city. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as the band is back together. Speaking of the Masters, I said, which would be going on this week until it was postponed. Are you guys ready? Speaking of golf, possibility of golf ball-sized hail tonight as part of a big, big storm that is supposed to start at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Man, I've been keeping really away from the news.
Get really nasty between 6 and 7 o'clock tonight, in which you could get golf ball-sized hail and up to 70-mile-an-hour winds. And then carry on with more mild storms throughout the evening. Stephen Uzek has already chimed in to say it's coming. If you're west, northwest, you're going to possibly get quite a lot of what I just mentioned. And it's at least something to consider to be, you know, keeping the cars in the garage and doing what you can. Because, again, what we've learned, if nothing else, with this pandemic and what we learned when the hurricane hit after we thought that there was, and the flood after we thought, you know, when every time the mayor said, hey, it's time to hunker down, and then we only got like a half inch of rain. It only takes one time for you to realize when you hear something like this, play it on the safe side, prepare for it.
I said this on Twitter or maybe my Facebook, I don't remember, but only Houston would find a way to flood during a pandemic. That is so Houston that I was like, we probably wouldn't get any rain and still flood during this coronavirus pandemic. Like, it never fails that we're going to get some crazy weather. I hope that – I'd like to see when – does your info tell you when it's over with? Because Nora's working late, so I don't want her
to – Well, so it says the majority of the severe storms going to start around 3, going to go until around 7. It's going to be just rain. And I think that, for the most part, then it'll just be like rainstorms throughout the evening.
Okay. Well, she can handle rain. She's a Houstonian. Yeah. What was that song you bumped back with, Nicholas? Did I hear that right?
That's your new theme song, sir.
Was the dude saying Sriracha?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, as I was just sitting home, just listening to Spotify, this is one of the songs that popped up, and I just thought it was hilarious.
Sriracha.
I put that on everything.
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 Now, I don't know if
so
that's
so how did you get Barry to record that background track?
Oh, you got jokes. Oh, man.
He's got his own studio. You saw what he did with Lance's voice. He's got his own studio.
Oh, yeah, the Dirty Bitches remix.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's not very, I mean, that's creative, but that's not very thuggish. Sriracha, I put that on everything?
Tech
out
Nine.
Here gangster rapping about Sriracha?
Yeah, you want to be gangster, it's got to be ketchup.
Oh, no.
Hell no. That's like, that's Midwest gangster. That's, you know, Green Bay gangster.
First of all, I'm not from Green Bay. And second of all, yeah, it's not just Midwest. Heinz ketchup is from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah,
dummy. Well. He's from the Wisconsin rugby area. Get it right.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, guys. I need to give a shout out. I just found this out on the text line. Somebody texted the show and said this. But they said, hey, Barry, can you give your fellow comedian Naro Mack a shout out? Which, yeah, Naro does a show with the VFW. He's very big in the VFW over there in the Heights. Does a lot for veterans because he's a veteran himself. And he also has a Hart's Chicken there on Pinemont. Well, someone broke in last night. And with all the stuff going on, that's not cool. But he could they were saying he could use some folks to turn out and you know, get some orders to go. So yeah, the Hart's Chicken on Pinemont, go help out my boy Naro because that's tough to deal with. And that's that, as if there's not enough going on and businesses aren't suffering enough, and now businesses are getting robbed. It's just it sucks, man. People are awful. I hate people so much sometimes, I swear.
Yeah, that sucks. I might order it now. Hopefully he's on DoorDash or something. Otherwise,
how far does DoorDash go? Because, you know, being in the Spring area up here off Rayford and 99, I don't know if I could get it. I mean, if I was closer, I certainly would, but
according
I don't know if they...
According to the Google, and it could be out of date, but he doesn't do dine-in, obviously, no delivery, and he's got the green check for the takeout. So according to Google, he's only doing takeout, but you might want to confirm with that. But anyway, it's on 1215 Pinemont Drive, right, Barry?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Yeah, that's what I see. Hart's Crispy Chicken on Pinemont?
Yep.
Yeah, 1215 Pinemont Drive. So
I need to Naro's done some cool things for a lot of comics and veterans. And dude, he was actually at the Apollo. He actually performed stand-up and got booed. he got booed off stage, but he said it was an amazing experience. But yeah, dude got to do the Apollo, Showtime at the Apollo, which was really cool. But go help him out, man. He does. I'm telling you. You know, there's some people that say they do good stuff and claim – but – this dude does so much for the Heights and his community and veterans and the homeless and everybody else, man. If there's anybody that could use some support right now, it's him.
That's awesome. Your boy, by the way, is on Houston Life right now. The comic that was on Last Comic Standing last year.
Who?
Oh, what's his name? He was on he was one of the finalists on Last Comic Standing just this last season.
From Houston?
Yes, the guy we previewed him on the show. We've had his comedy on before. I'm looking at his face and I can't think of his name right now.
Last Comic Standing hadn't been on in years, dude.
All right, what was the comedy show? Or was it America's Got Talent?
Well, there's America's Got Talent.
No, it was one of those shows, Barry. It was one of the talent shows. National
talent
shows.
Oh, you're talking
about
Coming to the Stage.
No.
Yeah.
Well, just
about
throw
Ali Sadiq.
Yes, Ali Sadiq. Thank you. There he is. He's on Houston Life right now.
Oh, is he? Yeah, that was coming. I think that was like Coming to the Stage or something like that.
Oh, I thought okay.
Or Stance. Yeah, I think it was Coming to the Stage. Well, that could be. No. Coming to the Stage is the one that what's his name did? George Wallace. I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, it was. I think it was NBC's stand up.
Yeah. Whatever.
Show. Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good to see Ali on there.
Yeah, I was just flipping channels, and he was there. So, Last Comic Standing, wasn't that it? No?
No, that's not been on in a while.
Yeah, it says 2015, so that's probably some other show you're thinking about.
Okay. I just saw his face, and I know that we've featured him in the past, so.
I'm pretty sure
you know
who
he is.
It's just that it wasn't Last Comic Standing. It was
Bring the Funny.
Platform.
That's what it was called. Bring the Funny.
Bring the Funny.
On there you
NBC.
Have it.
Bring the Funny. Yep.
Yeah. You just bring the funny every day. So that sometimes I don't think straight when it comes to that. Am I breathing okay? Super.
All right, hey! The text line. I just want you to know the text line was roasting you for your breathing. Just FYI.
Well, you know what? The text line can roast this because I don't care. All right. Half hour in. Plenty more to get to.
You're so
two and a half
Joel.
Left. Well, you know, we all have our days. Second half hour of the show comes up next. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half hour of the show starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Hope y'all are having a great day and enjoying the weather while it's nice, as we talked about. Could be golf ball size hail and 70 mile an hour winds this evening. So be careful out there, people.
I do want to read this tweet, and then I'm going to stop talking about this, I promise. But Eddie tweeted me. He's like, Barry Narro is a great guy. He helped my dad get a free vehicle from Service First because he is a veteran. Go help out Narro. He deserves it. I'm telling you, man, we know a lot of nice people, a lot of people that give back. I don't know that I've met too many people that are as selfless as Narro. So,
cool.
Great dude. Go help.
There you go.
I'm done.
Ketchup. There you go.
I'll put that on everything. Ketchup.
Yes.
I'll put that on everything.
See, you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a vegetable substitute. So. You just lose some weight. Just eat ketchup.
Dude, I'm 9 pounds is great. I want to know what you're doing. Are you just not eating at all, or are you just eating?
Well, so it's there's a combination of things. So, like yesterday, I have, and you and Charlie made fun of me because even when it's warm outside, I have a cup of oatmeal with a tablespoon of peanut butter for breakfast. Then I have a protein shake with lots of fruit and 2 scoops of protein powder for lunch. And then for dinner, I'm either having salad with tuna or like egg whites. And Lisa bought these vegetarian breakfast sausage patties that actually taste good, and they're like, I think 60 or 70 calories for a patty thing. And no matter what, for dinner, one packet of frozen broccoli, you know, you just, I tip Nick off to that whole, you just microwave it for 4 minutes and it's steamed broccoli, because they say that the broccoli kind of stunts your hunger. So that's the key. For dinner, I always start with the broccoli, and then you're not as hungry to eat, you know, every big meal. But and then from a workout perspective, just because, you know, from traveling to station, back from station, and also, you know, kids at Taylor at school and everything, Lisa, now because we're all home all day, we just got into a schedule and a routine where Lisa works out in the morning, and I got the kids, and then once I do the show, when I'm done, then that window right after the show is mine to either go for a run outside or lift weights. And if I'm out in the garage lifting weights, then Taylor can be out riding her bike and playing in the backyard, and I can watch her while I'm lifting, so it gives Lisa a break. Otherwise, I just go for a run around the neighborhood. And I've gotten into a routine now where I'm 5 or 6 days a week. So that's, you know, it helps.
Good for you, man.
Well, I'm trying.
I will eat a nutty bar from
AJ
honor.
And you. You know, over the years, so I figured it's about time to get back to the playing weight.
Yes, that is AJ's specialty. He can really motivate you to not want to be fat anymore, because even with him being a fat ass, he will still make you feel fat and hate yourself and want to go on a diet. It's him and Nick both. Nick does a pretty good job too, so I don't want to discount his ability to make you hate yourself.
Well, I think from Nick's standpoint, he gets a lot of motivation, too. If something comes his way, he's pretty quick to turn it around, which he should.
True enough. Well, good for you, man.
And speaking of that, by the way, because I did it after the show the other day, and then Nick wasn't on yesterday, but how about my liquor cabinet? Got some pretty good reviews on Twitter.
I saw that. It wasn't probably bad. Something from, like, Google Images. You don't even know if that's your cabinet.
Are you kidding me? When I tell you that my set director and my executive producer was the one worried about, now don't show that. I'm taking the picture, she said, because if I get the wrong angle and people see there might be some dust on top of the fridge, I go, no one cares about that. Oh, my God.
We're just looking at the inventory. That's all I care about.
Yeah. That's
what
I'm saying.
Dude, you think that's bad? When I had to, because we've been filming the TV show from here, so we did it in the living room once. Nora was like, "Oh nope, I got to dust. I got to do this. I got to move this picture. I got to put this." I was like, "Oh Lord, babe."
When I'm doing the sports map videos. Yeah, she's making sure I got to do it in the office. I got to do this. I got to do that. So now Taylor, with her school, every day at 10 a.m. for about 45 minutes. They do a Zoom chat with all the kids in class and the teacher. It's very cool. So she sits at the kid. Oh, my God. I'll be damned if Lisa wasn't like, nope, I need the background. Nope, Taylor, you got to sit here, and you got to make sure you stay in your seat face this way, because we need that in the back. I'm like, oh, my God, Lisa, no one cares what's behind Taylor.
I'll text you a picture of my living room. Y'all can both show it to each of y'all's wives, and I'll kill the anxiety. I look like a damn crime scene in my living room.
Well, I think that's
going to be a lot better.
Crime scene.
We just hide it better because Taylor's got her stuff all over the place. Puzzles that are half put together and stuffed animals everywhere. And yeah, when she's home all day, she's like a cyclone.
See, that's the thing about kids, man. I can't, I mean, it's just, it's constant cleaning because it's always a mess. They're always throwing stuff around. I mean,
all right. So I want to throw this at you guys. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this is the bizarre way that we are having local government these days. So now we have to determine the difference between city and county for parks. I don't know if you heard this or not yesterday, but our good friend, and not really, but we're talking about her all the time, Judge Lena Hidalgo has decided from Friday through Monday morning, all county parks are closed to discourage Easter egg hunts and family gatherings and picnics. To which Sylvester Turner said, all city parks will remain open. So now you've got areas in the city within two blocks of each other where you have a county park and a city park. One's closed, one's open, and no one that they talk to has any clue which one is which.
Oh, no. Well, the county doesn't have a list of its county parks, and the city doesn't have a list of its city parks, and they can't go, all right, well, these are all the ones we're going to go put closed signs on or close the gates or whatever.
So now the city is going around.
How do you prevent people from getting into a park anyways unless it's completely fenced in? I don't understand.
Well, that's one thing I'm saying. Then they're going to go and put the caution tape all over the parks that are closed. But it makes no sense that, okay, I'm at this park. It says, and it's closed. But two blocks away, there's another park that's wide open, people all over the place. Why would you do one and not the other?
You would think that people would be on the same page when it comes to this stuff.
Clearly a disconnect in communication.
You would want the county judge and the mayor of the city of Houston to be in communication. Now, I wonder if there was a spat. Like, the county judge was like, well, hey, we think it should be closed. The mayor's like, look, we're already doing this, that. We don't need to close the parks. I already took down all the basketball goals. If a family wants to get together, nope. And the judge is, you know.
It's the same judge who decided all of the nonviolent criminals that just couldn't afford their bail should get out, and then another judge within the city, and I don't know how this works either, overruled that and said they're staying put. So there were news outlets waiting at the jail doors, in which like the first three guys got out, and then they shut the doors like, nope, hang on, wait a minute. And then they had to go back and take back some of these people and tell other people that thought they were getting out that they weren't getting out anymore.
Wow.
So at least local government's talking to each other. The communication skills are fantastic. What else are they working on? You got all day to talk.
Man, I don't know, dude. It's so weird.
It is.
Yeah, it's such a weird time we're living in.
It's like and the mayor goes... Well, did you see, too, the press conference? The mayor goes – now everybody, because, you know, they're encouraging everybody with the masks. So the mayor goes up, and he does his whole speech with the mask, which doesn't sound well, but he's up there. Three of his people are up there behind him with the masks. Then the mayor pro tem or whatever, the second in command, he's wearing straight out of, like, gangster movie handkerchief.
Oh, really?
In a suit. And it's purple. The hanky is purple, and he's got a full suit, tie, and the whole works. And I'm like, why is Wall Street Robber standing up there with the mayor and everybody with their hospital masks on? It's just it's so Houston. It's just everybody does what they want.
That's great.
Yeah. So stay out of the county parks this weekend, boys. Just only city parks. That's my lesson of the day.
Well, hey, coming up this Sunday, it's the big moment.
What would that be?
It's the quarterfinals, Trae Young versus Chauncey Billups in the NBA horse competition.
Oh boy! Not even the quarterfinals. Yeah. They haven't started it yet, have they? This is going to be another televised
event. That's what I'm
saying.
Sunday, yeah, Sunday, April 12th, 7 to 9 p.m. It's the NBA Horse Challenge. The quarterfinals, Group One, is Trae Young versus Chauncey Billups. Quarterfinals Group 2 is Tamika Catchings versus Mike Conley Jr. Quarterfinals Group 2, Zach LaVine versus Paul Pierce, and Chris Paul versus Ali Quigley. So that is your NBA Horse Challenge.
It's just, I saw
that's all
that.
Your, that's
and
all
again,
your participants.
They're putting
Trae Young,
the...
Chauncey Billups, Tamika Catchings, Mike Conley Jr., Zach LaVine, Paul Pierce, Chris Paul, Ali Quigley.
No. Eh. I already told you.
You know what would be more
this.
Fun? How about an NBA horse dunk challenge where you get guys that do dunks and then you have to match the dunk? So one, you know,
yeah.
Trae Young does a dunk and then says, okay, Chris Paul, now you do it. And so it's all on video so they can see it and they can try it. Why not do it? That would be more fun than watching, you know, corner threes from Trae Young and Ali Quigley.
Well, and here's the thing, too. They're also throwing, like, prerequisites on Twitter. Trae Young's like, he's out there talking to Zach LaVine going, I got this. Let's do nothing but half-court shots. Oh, by the way, no dunking. That's not fair. I mean, either you can or you can't dunk, because Zach LaVine's strength is obviously do dunks that no one else can do because he can fly. And if you're Trae Young, right. You should be shooting from, like, way outside. But honestly, if we were going to do this correctly, if the NBA was truly going to do this to where it would be at least somewhat compelling, have the best in the game doing it. Because if I said to you yep. guys, tell me the two guys you think would have the best chance of winning a horse competition in all of the NBA, neither one of them are in this competition.
No, Steph Curry would be the
correct
first choice.
Leader in the clubhouse, Steph Curry, for yep. me, for sure.
Yep.
And number two to me, go ahead. I think it's if he's healthy, I think it's Kevin Durant.
Ooh.
His range is ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay. To me, it's got to be a guy that actually can
to
shoot.
To me, it's
got to
be a better out. Yeah, well, it's got to be a better outside shooter.
Well, then it's Klay Thompson.
You know, if it might be James Harden, bro.
Well, it's not. I wouldn't say no to that, but
yeah,
throw it out for the peeps because you know they're gonna tell yeah. us anyway. If you could pick the two guys that you think should be in the finals of the NBA horse competition, whether they're in this ridiculous made-for-TV thing they're doing or not, if they're going to do it right and have the two best in the NBA at it, who would you take? Because the only thing is, if dunking is part of it, KD's good, Steph's bad.
Yeah,
Steph's bad, yep. but I'd be interested to see what the peeps think. Dick, who you got?
I like the Kevin Durant. I don't know why it was. I like the Kevin Durant pick, honestly.
See, it's just
very I just don't
again.
Know that he would be good at it. No, I'm not so sure he would be good at, like, the half court and, you know, trick shots. I think he would be ridiculous. Like, the strength of Durant, though, is the fact that he's so long that it's difficult to defend. Like, you know what I mean? But it's not that he's a dynamic shooter. Like, he's not one of the best pure shooters in the NBA. He's just so difficult to guard. So that's what I was thinking is Steph is just one of the best shooters of all time, which is why you would want him in a horse competition.
Yeah, but if you've seen Durant, he can shoot in the corner or over the corner of the backboard. Or he's got touch. He's got range. I give you that because of his height, he gets shots off against anybody. I just think maybe it's more underrated in terms of his ability to shoot really well from long distance. But I think those are my two. I'd go Curry, Durant. You got Curry and who? Barry.
See, again, I'd probably go Harden. I got
okay.
like a
you
Curry,
got
and,
Curry
a Harden.
And Harden. That may be the first time that you've ever put James Harden on one of your lists.
That could be.
All right, and Nick, you got who? Kevin Durant and who?
I like KD and Steph, to be honest.
See, team blank. All right, so there you go. If you guys want to chime in, let us know. We've got plenty more to get to on the show, including someone who just tweeted us the local broadcast ratings in terms of rating the broadcasters on every local NBA broadcast. If you're a Rockets front office person, you're not happy about this list. Oh, man. We'll talk about that maybe in a whole lot more. We'll be back. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, we've developed a problem. In the break just now, Nick said, damn it, you both are breathing. So, evidently, we're both on the hit list. Nick wants the show, and he's not going to, you know, hold back anymore. No bones
really?
About it.
Because he didn't say that to me.
Well, I just noticed it. No, I did. I just noticed it right now. Like, I told Joel, hey, I can still hear you breathing. And then he, like, adjusted something. And then I, like, while he was talking, I heard more, like, air into
Barry
a
blows,
microphone.
Yeah.
And then it was you. So it was just like, oh, dang it. So fat. So fat, both of y'all.
Okay.
I might
Your
switch to...
Your arms don't even weigh the same.
Yeah, I might switch to my Blue Yeti microphone. Then that way it's not as big of a deal.
Please, Barry Chirico, bring that into play. That
I
would
thought
be
you
great.
Were on yeah. your Blue Yeti microphone the entire time.
No. No, I'm using this headset that was supplied by the station.
I am too.
Yeah, it's the one that's like the fighter pilot headset. It's got the little arm that comes out and the headphones all
we
built
all
in.
Both do sound like an airplane, so...
Oh, well, I don't know what else to do. I try to, when Joel's talking or you're talking, and when Joel's talking, it's usually a really long time, so I just move my mic away from
okay.
my face. So, like, I try to. I mean, I'm trying. It's very difficult, though, and I'm giving Joel a hard time, but I do understand that your nose and your microphone and your mouth are all in this triangle of hot breath, and so it's hard to move it out of the way and not breathe into it. It's just... It's right there in front of you. So we're doing the best we can. Well, I am. I don't know if Joel is. He's probably not trying very hard. But I'm okay. trying the best I can.
So to some of us, Barry, it just comes naturally. It's fine. So I don't know your thoughts, gentlemen, but Joseph Martinez sent this to us. I think it's twofold because let me preface this by saying he's a Nets fan. All right, and you'll see why I said that in a minute. But awful announcing every year does their local Major League Baseball, NBA announcer rankings. We knew that our boys, Blummer and TK, were up there in the top, I think, 10 or 12 in the last year. So they did fairly well. If you're a Rockets fan, I don't know if you're a realist or you believe that you're going to be honest and you'll call it like you see it, or is this going to be offensive? But of all 30 NBA local broadcasts, according to a vote and however they did all this panel, because they have percentages of votes, after over 10,000 votes and an average of 350 a team, the readers of Awful Announcing have decided their favorite and least favorite NBA broadcast teams and the least favorite in the entire NBA, your Houston Rockets. No!
Well done, Nicholas. Well done.
The most popular grade, an F on an A through F scale, and 31% of the voters gave them an F.
Well, I think we all know how I feel about Bill Worrell's play-by-play. I think he's a legend in the business. I admire the man's career. I respect what he's done. But you guys know that I feel like it's been time to move. Now, I love Craig Ackerman, so I feel bad
Me
that
too.
He's getting lumped into that.
Yep.
I think Craig does a great job. The rest of the crew... I'm not as high on. I think Bull's okay. I don't mind Bull.
Well, my problem lately with Bull is he's drank the Kool-Aid because suddenly James Harden is the most invincible defender on the planet.
In the low post.
Yes.
But right. Well, Joel, you know as well as I do that Bull may not be wanting to shove that down people's throats. That may be coming from the top.
No, that's very true.
Hey. You got to say this. You got to get this.
Oh, there's no doubt about
five
it.
Times a broadcast. Yeah. So
he's getting
I don't
texts and
Bull
messages throughout the broadcast
yep.
without question. So it's not all on him.
Yeah.
Very, very good point. Now they list
so
Clyde.
So I like
this.
Craig and I like Bull. Yeah.
They list Clyde. So the four that they don't put Kaylee on here, but they listed Worrell, Ackerman, Bullard, Drexler. And Clyde's only doing, what, Friday night games now. But what this says to me is, when you're a really poorly run franchise that doesn't have a director of broadcasting that knows what he's doing, these are the kind of things that can happen. That's just the way I oversee all of this. Now, number one, and the reason why I said all of this, number one on the list.
Well, hold on. I don't want to get off of this just yet.
All right.
Because I, along with Craig, I mean, do you think that it should be Craig and Bull full time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably with you.
And I've said this to you guys before. There were a lot of plans in the works that have since been altered. But, yeah, I think overall, you know, and honestly, look, and I'm proud of this. I started training Craig and Bull to be the heir apparents when we got the Comets. And Bull had never done broadcasting before. And Craig obviously had aspirations to get to a certain level. And so, if you remember, Bull and Craig were doing Comets games, and they were fantastic. They're, you know, even the way they do it on TV now, with, you know, the fact that they have good chemistry, but they have fun. They work in, like, you know, stupid movie lines or different themes, or, you know, things like that. They get the viewers involved with, like, trying to, you know, give them a word. They'll get in the broad, whatever the case may be. I think they're kind of the more modern version of broadcasting where we're going, and I think they're both really, really good. So I'm with you that I think that going forward, too, for sure, those are your broadcasters of the future.
Okay. I tend to agree. I think that, you know, I like the dynamics I like the dynamic that Craig brings, because he does bring something. And I don't want to knock Bill too much, and I know I make fun of him, and God knows I hate the, he shot that from Galveston.
Right,
like, that's
right.
So lame. But I feel like there's a point, and this was even the case with Milo, and I loved Milo Hamilton. I grew up on Milo Hamilton. But there became a point where it was just awful. It was just like, okay, Milo, you got to call it quits. And I think Bill's at that point, and I don't want to see him become hated. But I think Craig brings a young, fresh approach
to
it. You know, went clean up on aisle whatever
was
amazing. It was perfect. And that lets you – Bill doesn't do that at that point. And that's difference to me. That's the difference between Bill and Craig.
To your point on Milo too, because I agree with that as well. The big thing too is, in Milo's case, when you don't get the calls right or listening on radio, you can't figure out what just happened, because he leaves out a lot of details. From Bill's perspective, the one thing that I'll say in his defense is, when they moved the broadcasters up, and they're now broadcasting from the top, basically the club level, top of the first section, it changed everything, because now his ability to see and get the numbers right and identify the players and have everything right there in front of him changed. And that's not his fault, because he always called games courtside. And I think that hurt him a lot in terms of what you've heard recently, too. But, I mean, that's the way the NBA. So that's
that's a good point.
So the number – and this is where I think this is maybe skewed. Number one, any guesses?
Golden State, Lakers?
No. Number one, and this is why I said this, Brooklyn
the
Nets.
The Knicks.
What? Number two. The Knicks. So, one, you have
East Coast media strikes again.
The play-by-play, by the way, for the Nets, Ian Eagle, national broadcaster that's doing local.
He's good, though.
And when he doesn't do it, Ryan Rucco, ESPN national broadcaster. So, kind of unfair that your number one team local are two national guys. And then, second place, New York Knicks, who, by the way, play-by-play guy.
Marv Albert, right?
Mike Breen.
Oh.
And number two, Kenny Albert. So in the Albert family,
you've
got two. The closest you get to a local combination is number three, the Memphis Grizzlies, featuring Pete Pranica and Brevin Knight.
Okay.
Your boy is number four, Barry. Portland Trail Blazers, Kevin Calabro, who's he's kind of like Kevin Harlan. I was thinking Kevin Harlan, but Kevin Calabro, who's been the voice of the NBA in terms of promos, commercials, and things like that too. He's number four with the Blazers, and number five, the Dallas Mavericks.
I was gonna say, you know, when you asked for guesses, I was gonna say Dallas Mavs top five.
Yeah, Mark Folliwell does a nice job, and Derek Harper is his analyst. And then Bucks 6, Raptors 7, Magic 8, Pelicans 9, and Sacramento Kings 10. There's your top 10.
Wow. Interesting. Go Rockets.
So there you have that. All right, that'll be hour number one. Before we go to the break and get into hour number two, I do want to tell you about Infuse Energy. I switched about 3.5 years ago. I just re-upped with them. You should check them out, because whether you go to infuseenergy.com or better yet, you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job with customer service and taking care of their clients. That means you. They are solely focused on customer service. 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best rating you can get, and they have it for you at Infuse. Simply, if it's going to be for your business or for your family, they're going to take care of you with the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you, and they're constantly working to make you happy. There are going to be rare instances when there's another company out there going to beat their rates. They're going to let you know who it is, because they want you to know that they're never trying to screw you over. You may not go with them this time, but you'll go with them eventually, because you remember they weren't trying to pull the wool over your eyes. It's the way they do business. I'm telling you, people, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Also, 100% green energy at your fingertips. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit on your first bill. What more do you need? Check them out today. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.